नमस्कार, मैं हूँ नताशा कॉल SBS हिंदी टीम से। विक्टोरिया के लेबर सांसद टिम वॉट्स को एल्बनीज़ी सरकार ने इंडियन ओशन अफेयर्स के लिए विशेष दूत नियुक्त किया है। इस भूमिका में उनका ध्यान ऑस्ट्रेलिया और हिंद महासागर क्षेत्र के संबंधों को और मजबूत करने पर होगा। इस अंश में आज हम उनसे बातचीत कर रहे हैं और जानने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं कि वे इस नई जिम्मेदारी को किस नजरिए से देखते हैं और आखिर इस पद को स्थापित करने के पीछे सरकार की मंशा क्या रही है।
Well, I was really pleased to be appointed as the Prime Minister's Special Envoy for Indian Ocean Affairs. It's a region that I have a great passion for and a great interest in. And indeed, I, in the previous parliament, visited a majority of the countries in the Indian Ocean Rim Association. The reason that this role has been created is because the Indian Ocean matters to Australia. You know, it's essential for Australia's prosperity and our security. Half of Australia's trade leaves from Indian Ocean ports. Half of our naval assets are stationed at Indian Ocean naval facilities. So getting the Indian Ocean right, working with partners bilaterally and multilaterally, is really important for ensuring Australia's future security and prosperity. We've been lifting our engagement with the region, and my role is a reflection of that. Right. Obviously, India is a really important part of that. You know, particularly on the security front, you know, it's a top tier security partner for Australia now. We've never been more strategically aligned. We're doing more exercises together. We're concentrating on how we can build interoperability between our defence forces. And we're working out how we can have greater access to each other's defence facilities. The trade relationship's booming. And of course, we have the human bridge of 1 million or 10 lakh Indian Australians. So I'm really delighted to be able to play an important role in the Australian government's engagement with the Indian Ocean region.
भारत के साथ संबंधों को और मजबूत करने के लिए टिम वॉट्स ने बताया कि वे इस महीने भारत की यात्रा पर जाएंगे।
I am always excited to visit India. I've visited regularly since I was first elected in the parliament. In fact, I will be visiting again this month.
लेबर सांसद टिम वॉट्स ने ये भी बताया कि उनका फिलहाल चाइना की यात्रा का कोई विचार नहीं है।
Well, China's not an Indian Ocean resident power, so I don't have plans to visit there in the immediate future. But as I say, I visited India regularly in my time as a Member of Parliament, and I expect to be continuing to do so in my new role as Special Envoy for Indian Ocean Affairs.
टिम वॉट्स का कहना है कि लेबर सरकार के कार्यकाल में ऑस्ट्रेलिया और चाइना के संबंधों को विशेष महत्व दिया गया है। वे कहते हैं कि चाइना के साथ संवाद जारी रहेगा, लेकिन कुछ मुद्दों पर असहमति जताने से भी सरकार पीछे नहीं हटेगी।
Yeah, obviously this is a relationship that's been through challenges in recent years. When we came into government, there had been a period where Australian and Chinese leadership had not met or not been meeting for some years. Our view was that wasn't in the national interest of either China or Australia. So we pursued a policy that has been referred to as stabilisation. By that, we mean that we decided that we would work with China where we can, disagree where we must, but always engage in the national interest. Now, since we've done that, without compromising on any issues of national interest, without changing our strategic outlook, we've been able to turn around tens of billions of dollars of trade blockages we were experiencing with China, while also continuing to hold true to those important issues of Australian national interests, speaking out in human rights, speaking out for Australians in consular issues in China. That's where the status of the relationship at the moment. There will always be differences between Australia and China, but we have a relationship now where we're not allowing the differences between us to define the relationship and to prevent us from engaging.
लेकिन हाल ही में पूर्व विक्टोरियन प्रीमियर डैनियल एंड्रयूज की चाइना यात्रा की तस्वीरें सामने आने के बाद उनकी आलोचना हुई, जिसे लेकर टिम वॉट्स ने स्पष्ट किया कि डैनियल एंड्रयूज अब एक निजी नागरिक हैं और सत्ता में नहीं हैं।
Well, Daniel Andrews is a private citizen. He's not part of the Australian government. I'd note that the event that he attended was one that the previous coalition government sent a minister to attend a previous anniversary of. We haven't chosen to do that as a federal government. We've been represented at that event by an embassy official.
आपको बता दें, टिम वॉट्स एक लेखक भी हैं और उनकी द गोल्डन कंट्री किताब में उन्होंने इमिग्रेशन, रेस और नेशनल आइडेंटिटी जैसे मुद्दों को परखने की कोशिश की है. तो क्या वे किसी नई किताब पर काम कर रहे हैं? टिम वॉट्स कहते हैं.
Maybe. My last book was actually about Australian immigration policy and about the extraordinary contribution that those one in two Australians who are either born overseas or have a parent born overseas was making to our country. So, you know, I've been thinking about those issues and you in recent times, and you know, you never know.
आपको बता दें, पिछले कुछ वर्षों में भारत और ऑस्ट्रेलिया के रिश्ते अब पहले से कहीं ज़्यादा मजबूत हो गए हैं. दोनों देश साझा लोकतांत्रिक मूल्यों, हिंद प्रशांत क्षेत्र में रणनीतिक सहयोग और बढ़ती आर्थिक हितों के कारण पहले से कहीं अधिक करीब आए हैं.